This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A Senate subcommittee that oversees the EPA's Superfund program holds a hearing tomorrow. The Superfund does the big toxic land cleanups. Now, under EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the agency says it'll focus new attention on these sites. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, that doesn't necessarily mean many more cleanups will get done.
Last week, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt announced the creation of a top 10 list of toxic Superfund sites for immediate cleanup. But Scott Schlesinger of the National Resources Defense Council says there are 1,300 sites on the cleanup list.
There needs to be a strategy to go after all the sites. Concentrating on 10 is not that.
Others claim that Pruitt's sudden interest in Superfund is really a strategy to shift EPA's focus away from climate change.
Look at this shiny new object. It's small, and ignore the pulsating big object next to you.
Michael Greenstone is an economist at the University of Chicago. He says Superfund cleanups are a relatively small part of EPA's function and set to become even smaller if White House budget cuts are approved by Congress.
Budgeting is about priorities, and I think the risks from climate change are currently greater than the risks from Superfund sites.
President Trump's draft budget would cut EPA funding by one-third, which translates into a 30% reduction to the Superfund initiative. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.